they have no way of knowing whether these people even have the illnesses they claim.
The very first woman you brought up on stage in Albuquerque was presented by you as being cured, a miraculous walk. But we saw her walking and chatting with one of your staff before your show even began.
Let me tell you something. That woman was a fake.
So you admit you have fakes?
My friend, we have fakes all the time that come up on the platform and tell me they've been healed.
You turn those, turn the fakes into part of the show.
No. You cannot. When I tell people, if you believe you've been healed, as you heard me tell, line up on the signs, and they do. And then we have people down below who check them. We cannot be 100% perfect every time.
We have a hot victims hotline where people call us with their stories. And the stories are endless of people who had loved ones die after they were proclaimed on television that they were healed. Having little children told that they were healed of hearing or eyesight or innumerable. And then in the excitement, I'm healed. And they leave the crusade and they still can't see, they still can't hear. And they tell them, well, the reason you weren't healed is because there's secret sin in your life. Or the reason you weren't healed is you didn't give enough money.
Has anyone really been healed in Benny Hinn's ministry?
In our research, there's not been one person that was healed.
But you're still on television, on your platform, making claims of miracle cures that you offer no proof at that moment.
Look, if I go on television, I say, look, I've got a magic pill, Benny.
Yeah, but you are again, this is a magic pill that can cure any disease on earth.
Jeff, I want to please
I'd break
you.
The law, wouldn't I?
I want to correct you for the last time. I do not say to the individual, you're healed. They're telling me they've been healed. But so we're not the ones claiming they've been healed. They are the ones claiming they've been healed.
And that's the danger with Benny Hinn's ministry. When he laid hands on Laura Twilley 2 years ago, she told everyone it was a miracle cure.
I have cancer all over my body, and I haven't been able to walk at all, or pretty much stand, and I'm doing pretty good now.
She even threw away her cancer-fighting drugs. But within 2 months, she was dead.
That was her last option because the doctors were not delivering the type of results that she wanted. And when it came down to the end, she was crushed.
Laura had told her husband, David, and their children she wouldn't need doctors anymore. She was putting her faith in Benny Hinn and his helpers.
They prayed for her and told her tonight was going to be her night to be healed and that she would be cured and she would not need the chemo and the radiation and all of the narcotics that she had been taking for the pain.
According to her husband, she left that auditorium instructed by your staff not to go ahead with her chemotherapy, her radiation, or even her pain relief. Because she'd been healed.
I would like to know who the staff member was who said that to her. I won't allow my staff to say such thing. And if my staff said that to that gentleman, I will call this man myself and apologize and fire the staff member who said it. Because it's not right to tell people that.
But it's not an isolated case. The woman buried here in Houston, Texas, Joyce Vaughn, was another one of the so-called miracle cures at a Benny Hinn crusade.
Pastor, this lady had lung cancer. She was in this wheelchair.
Another wheelchair.
As you were ministering, she felt a heat come on her chest. Now she breathes freely, no pain whatsoever. She's been healed by God's power this morning.
Her daughter Jackie says Joyce, too, was persuaded to turn her back on her doctors.
One of the staff had told her she did not need her medicine anymore because Benny Hinn says she was healed.
What did her doctor say when she decided then that she was not going to have the chemotherapy?
He was very upset because she needed the chemo. She needed it. And if God was going to heal her, she would be healed either way. And she fought with that. She tried to call them for them to, for questions, the staff at Benny Hinn.
You know the case of Joyce Vaughan, the Houston woman?
I'm sorry, not telling about her.
Joyce Vaughan did come on your platform and was presented as having a miracle cure of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She died. Before she died, to the distress of her doctor, she said she'd been instructed by your staff not to go ahead with her chemotherapy.
That is absolutely untrue.
She called to ask them questions because she was so uncertain about everything. No one returned the calls. She never could get a hold of anybody. And so by the time that she decided to go back and take the radiation, it had grown.
Did her doctor believe that if Joyce had gone on with the chemotherapy, the cancer may have been beaten?
Oh, yeah, or stayed in remission, at least.
Doesn't that worry you that, in fact, her life may have been shortened, having fallen under the spell of this?
It bothers me if a staff of mine told her to quit medication or chemotherapy. I have never said that to anyone. I can tell you here under the anointing, it will never come back. You will never, ever, ever. Now, don't hug me.
He's not giving people hope any more than Las Vegas is or the lottery is. He's giving people false hope. And false hope should always be exposed, should always be spoken against.
And now you're healed.
Yeah, I feel healed. I feel fresh. I feel alive.
The truth is, the Benny Hinn Crusade is out of control. He does create false hope and misguided zeal.
Don, just lift your hands and thank him for the privilege.
And those who suffer most are the believers who've fallen under his spell, like Queenslander Joanne Roche.
With your permission, we spoke to your doctor, and he tells us that you're in remission.
The truth is, I know that I'm healed. I know that I'm healed, and nothing can tell me I'm not. It's not remission, it's healing.
You believe God can cure you anyway?
God's already done it through Benny Hinn.
A young lady that had been deaf from the age of 4 years old with MS was healed this morning completely.
Until her so-called miraculous healing, Joanne was using an antiviral drug, Betaferrin, to stabilize her multiple sclerosis. Since Benny Hinn came to town, she believes she doesn't need her medicine.
Now, your GP still believes that you should be using the Betaferrin, that this would manage the illness and possibly delay an attack of acute MS.
Mm.
Right, well, he hasn't had an encounter with God, and we have, and we know that we're healed. Oh, I'm healed, and God, and Paul knows it too, because he can see the difference.
But has God asked you to stop using the medicine?
There's no need to use it.
There's no need.
There's no need because we're healed. Yeah. I'm healed.
What worries me most is the woman with MS is not taking the medication that would stabilize her illness. Her doctor says she still has MS. After seeing you, she's convinced she's healed.
Okay.
Would you look in that camera and tell her she should take her medication?
Absolutely. I want everyone watching me in Australia to please listen to me, Benny Hinn. I don't care what else you've heard from other people. If you believe you've been healed watching our program, or if you came to the crusade, please go to your doctor, have him check you before you get rid or throw away your medication.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Would you also tell Australia that you're a man, not a messiah?
Absolutely. I'm a fool. I'm very, very much a man. I've never claimed to be a messiah or anyone special.
When Benny Hinn's show moves on, he doesn't get to see the sadness of the families left in his wake. Laura Twilley's daughters write to their mother every week, still trying to understand how she could die after her miracle.
On one side, Laura was telling them that I'm healed. You know, mommy's better. I'm not going to need the chemo and the radiation. But yet, on the other hand, when she died, that was the hardest thing for me to do, is to walk in that night and tell the girls that their mother was gone.
You know what we're
going to
do?
Candy.
What are we going to...
Candies to mom.
Wait a minute, not yet.
But why are we going to send them up to Mommy?
Because we love her.
Okay, let go, girls. There they go. Let go, sweetheart.